Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that to be a sign of high intelligence. Somebody else who's got pretty high intelligence is our good friend Russell Brown. Russell is our business buying and selling expert in the Brain Trust, an original member of that fine group, and he's the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business, also a book called Preparing Your Business for Sale, and an outstanding computer program about buying and selling businesses called Biz Pricer, and he's our good friend. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. We've missed you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your summer, because I did.
Yeah, you enjoyed being away from us, didn't you?
Oh, well, that's not true. I did miss you, but I did enjoy the summer.
I know you did. I appreciate that. Russell, one of the things that I get a lot of questions about from folks is how to get started as a small business owner. There are a lot of people out there who want to be their own boss. They want to run their own company. They want a piece of the action. They want to be working for their own account. Some of them think they don't want to take any more orders from bosses. And what they don't realize is they're going to be taking more orders when they become an owner, as you know very well. But they ask these questions about how do I get started? Should I get a franchise? Should I buy a business? I've got this idea to start a business, and there's a lot of pain out there with people who aren't quite there. They're not quite in a business yet, but they really want to be, and they don't really know which direction to go.
Well, that's right, and it's good to hear that you're getting all those questions, because entrepreneurial spirit is the backbone of our country, as you well know.
It's in our DNA.
I think that's true.
I don't think there's any question about it. Research shows that.
And so my mantra is, don't start it, buy it. And one of the there's lots of reasons for that. If you want to get into business, first of all, congratulations, great. It's a great, come on in, the water's fine. But there are pitfalls in anything you can try to do. And I think that the best way to avoid the pitfalls is to buy an existing business. You have the best chance of being successful. You can avoid all of those potential problems of the unknown of starting something from scratch. It's going to be, in some ways, a lot less work. Other ways, more work, in a sense, because of the due diligence, the investigation you'll need to do to determine whether the business is really a good business. But I think that this is overlooked by many people who want to get into business. They don't really think about buying an existing business. The first thing they think about, and when the entrepreneurial itch hits them, is to start a business. And they start thinking about, gee, what business would go good around here? What is it that isn't done, and those kinds of things. The problem, there's problems with that, obviously. And, for example, like I just said, if you start thinking about, what business isn't around here, well, maybe there's a good reason there isn't one. So those are the kinds of things you really have to look into. But a lot of people just charge headlong into starting a business and never consider buying one. So I wanted to talk this morning with you and answer to your question about the pros and cons of buying a business versus starting one.
Well, exactly, Russell, and I'm glad you want to talk about that, because this is a very important topic. I mean, you got people that that might never consider doing that, might never consider buying someone else's business. And one of the reasons is because it's not like when you drive down the road, like in a house. You know, when you drive through a neighborhood, you see all the houses that are for sale. You drive down a commercial boulevard, and you don't see signs out front that says, this business is for sale, the owner is retiring, and why don't you come in and talk to us about it?
That's exactly
You just don't have that. It's not in the front of our minds. And the best opportunities aren't even really well known, or maybe not known at all. And so it takes a little extra work. There's a little different kind of due diligence that you got to do when you're getting ready to buy an existing business than when you're starting one. And Russell Brown is the expert at helping you sort all that out. He's going to help us do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here is Mr. Clapton to take us out. Mr. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. That's from the Innocent Age album. Perhaps the best album. It's a double album set, by the way. At least 25 years old. Innocent Age. It's a great album. Now, you can still get it out there, by the way, and I encourage you to do that. Dan doesn't pay me a nickel to say that, but if he's listening out there, Dan, you're the best. One of the best artists, as far as I'm concerned, on the planet. Another person who's kind of the best is Mr. Russell Brown, who's our guest this half hour. Russell is the author of so many books on buying and selling businesses that I hurt myself carrying them in. And they're all available, along with his BizPricer, at a certain website that he'll tell us about right now. Go ahead, Russell.
Businessbookpress.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's lots of, and if you're not in the mood to buy, you know, we've got a lot of free information, articles that you can read about buying and selling and valuing mm-hmm. businesses, and lists and lists and lists of business brokers to find and other resources, all free. And so come on by, and if there's something that you want more detailed information, more specifics on how to do something, we do have those resources for as low a price as we can offer them to you. And so we invite you to visit us.
It's a great value, folks. I think Russell should charge more for his books and his programs than he does, but he's trying to give you a good value. Russell, before we get into the due diligence issues of buying a business versus selling versus starting a business from scratch, I'd like for you to talk to us about the pie theory. You've done this before. Tell us about why buying an existing business in a marketplace, when you think about a piece of a, you know, when you think about the pie, the marketplace being a pie, as opposed to bringing on a new business in the marketplace. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, the marketplace will support just so many businesses of specific types, and so you have to be careful that marketplace will support that particular business that you're looking to start.
To add, so completely new to the market.
Right, to add to this mix. And because, as you're saying, the pie theory, there's just so much to go around. And so even though you may have an idea about how to do something better, faster, less expensively, and so on, it costs a tremendous amount to try to get that insinuated into a saturated market.
Now, we're not saying, Russell, you and neither one of you or I are saying that you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't add a new piece of carve out a new piece of the pie and make everybody else's pie smaller. We're not saying that can't be done. Obviously, it can be done. It's done all the time. We're not saying you shouldn't do that. We're saying that if that is what you're going to do, you got to make sure that as much as possible that you've got that there's a reason, you have a reasonable expectation of being successful. Because Russell, you and I both know that there's some people out there today who have a 20 are still holding on to a 20th century piece of the pie. They haven't come into the 21st century, and they're just ripe for being knocked off.
Yep, exactly true. But on the other hand, you know, we that is difficult to do that. That is very difficult to pull customers away from an existing business, even if you're offering something better. It isn't that it can't be done, but it costs a lot of money in advertising. You've got to get your message out there. It's going to take time to get the word of mouth moving around the community or around the area that you serve, and so on. So it's very difficult to start a new business if you're trying going in and going to compete head-to-head with some existing businesses.
There's nothing better than customers coming in a door, is there, Russell?
Oh, absolutely not.
That's the biggest thing about buying an existing business, it seems to me, Russell, because there's a good chance that the business you're going to buy isn't even operating the right way. Maybe the business that's got a 20th century piece of the pie that needs to be knocked off. Maybe that's what the business you should buy and then transform it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you just said, and when you buy a business, that's one of the biggest reasons for buying a business instead of starting one. On day one, after you closed, bought that business, you go and open the door, in come the customers that have been coming in for years or who know about the business, and you don't even have to do. There's a lot of residual effect to advertising and marketing that just sustains itself over a long period of time.
It's amazing what having a phone number, an established phone number, I mean, people, I've known, Russell, and you probably have too, I've known people who pay more for the name and the phone number when they buy a business than they did the inventory.
You're right. I mean, well, a lot of times that's it. I mean, the name recognition, and like you say, the phone number that may be unique or just known by so many, and yellow page advertising that's important that takes a year to get in if you're new, you know, but it's already there. There's so many things like that. It's in the word of mouth. You know, there's a lot of times people have had a good experience with a business. You know, most times, you know, in someone they're talking with friends and they're looking, gee, where can I get, I'm looking to buy something such and such, and they'll say, oh, I was down to Smith's, and boy, they did a good job. You know, I was happy with them.
And especially if you can make some changes that are positive, that gets some buzz going. Hey, have you seen what that new guy's done with the Smith's hardware store or whatever? Stand by, Russell. Quick break. When we come back, folks, we'll get Russell to talk to us about the due diligence part, the early due diligence part of finding a business like this, an existing business that's for sale. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Russell Brown.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low with my New York brim and my gold tooth display.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're continuing to be with us because we've got Russell Brown still with us, and we got more good stuff to come. Russell Brown's website is businessbookpress.com, right?
That's absolutely right.
Businessbookpress.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out his BizPricer, too, by the way, folks. That's an outstanding computer program that will help you evaluate your own business as well as a business you may be about to buy. And
exactly.
What's the price on that, Russell?
$99.95.
And that is a deal. Because I've seen some of the products out there that have been available to do that for a long time, and that's a heck of a price, Russell, and it's an outstanding product too, by the way, folks. Russell, walk us through the early steps of how to find a business that's for sale that we can buy when, as we said earlier, it's not like they hang a shingle out front and say this business is for sale.
Right, and as you point out, that's a real problem, and one of the big things in selling a business, the owners really don't want anyone to know it's for sale. And when I say anyone, obviously the general public,
and the employees, and the bankers, and their vendors, and
right, and their wife perhaps, or husband,
yeah,
but But anyway, the so it becomes a challenge. And but one of the best ways to do this is go to the most the biggest business broker in your area, and go talk with them. Tell them the type of business that you're looking for, or if you have a specific one, let them know which particular business you might be interested in, or whatever. And either they know if the business is for sale, have a listing on it, or they'll know how to find out through other business brokers. Because just like real estate agents, they co-broke and share listings, and not 100% of the time, obviously, but for a good part of the time. So that's your first best bet, is to go to a broker and tell them what you're looking for, and let them do some of the legwork for you. Secondly, you can, if you see a business you like and you happen to know that the owner is past 60 years old, 60 or older, you might send a letter. You have to be careful how you word it, and be very careful to make sure that you disclose who you are, where you live and all that.
What about just going by to see them instead of sending them a letter? Maybe dropping by and go in their office where things are quiet, nobody can listen.
Yeah, that's good, Jim. If you can arrange that, that's a lot of times that's very, very difficult to do
I would appreciate somebody coming by to ask me face to face than a letter.
Exactly true. And if you can do that, but generally speaking, if the owner works in the business and is there during the day, sometimes it's very hard to get them alone.
Right.
Or if it's got any size to the business with employees and that, it's kind of hard to get yourself into the office or,
right.
Or you know.
But if it takes some time to make that happen, though, I think it's worth the effort, don't you?
Well, it is, and that's why one of the other ways I tell people is to, if you're a member of fraternal organizations such as the Lions and
Rotary Club, Nathan, that kind of thing.
The Rotary and
Chamber
so
of Commerce, too.
That's an excellent place, the Chamber of Commerce. If there's a Small Business Administration.
SBDC.
Yeah, the SBDC Development Center in the area. So there's tons of ways to do this and get into that network of discussion that lets you know. And even if you're not a member of these organizations and you can't get there, if you know somebody who is, you just let them know you're in the market for a business. And
especially, Russell, I would think if you could let the president of your chamber and maybe some of the key people in the chamber know that, they're the people that a business that may be for sale are likely to know about. Russell, I think the chamber is a great place to go. Russell, can we pick up on this and take this to the next step after in our next visit?
Absolutely.
Because that's where I want to go. I want to go now that we've decided we're going to buy a business, existing business, how do we get into the front door and how do we make things happen? And the most important thing you need, folks, in this whole process, not cash, it's patience. Russell, thank you for being here. Good job today.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Quick, I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show, as you know, is for you. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.